90. I'm probably being all dumb talking about it so much.
That is a cute looking train. Isn't that the JR East train that's still in service today?
Yes, JR East.
I have ridden this train. It's a very comfy train.
Lucky. Yeah, it's a good train.
Have you always wanted to go on a like train pilgrimage around Japan?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to. I even thought about it because I'd go to the. Because if you fly into Haneda, it's very close. It's like just in the water, and you can go on to the Tokyo monorail, and then you transfer to Yamanote Line, and then you just go straight to Akiba. You could take the Shinkansen like all across many different areas. But there's still some even around me that I need to do. I need to finish going on all of the trains near me. I'm like halfway done. I've got two of the lines down, two to go. So, you know, we're getting there.
Nice. I can confirm having ridden some Japanese trains. They're very fun. I rode the train from... unfortunately, I couldn't land in Haneda when I went. I landed in Narita and then took the train into Tokyo. But that being said, it's kind of amazing how much of a second wind you get. Like, I had my 12-hour flight, and I was super fucking tired. But then, like, the second I saw Akihabara, I was just immediately overcome by, like, a second wind. And it was amazing. It was so good. And yeah, Japanese trains are great. So...
Yeah. Have you ridden... You're near New York, right? So have you ridden the NYC subway? How's that?
Of course. I rode it for years. it depends on the train. You know, the newer trains are obviously better than the old ones. But I will say this. The incredible service and the one fare, no matter the distance pricing, makes it really fun.
Really? That's really good.
Yeah, you can ride from one end of the island to the other with...
That's,
you know, a
really
single
convenient.
$275 ticket, which is awesome.
Really convenient. I think there's like a question in here. Let me read it. Why are American trains so bad? Car industry, private property.
Yeah. So America is just way too big and way too spread out to make trains efficient. Yeah. The best we could ever do is like having a bullet train on the East Coast that goes from, you know, like New York up to Maine or up to Boston or something like that.
With the population density, same problem here though, really, in Canada, because it's all spread out. Same as the... You didn't know?
I didn't know you were...
That's okay. I think it's been known for a long time. But same thing really here, East Coast.
Are you in Toronto?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not in Toronto.
I visited Toronto a few years back, and it was pretty awesome. Toronto has a really, really good coffee scene. In fact, they do this little cool like booklet thing where you can like go visit each coffee shop in Toronto, and they each have a different coupon in the book, and you can try all their different drinks. And I just like romped around Toronto for several days, trying all the coffee at all the different coffee shops, and it was really, really fun. Toronto's a cool city. I definitely want to visit Leafland again.
Yeah, you should come here. Yeah, at least Toronto. Yeah, Toronto subway. That'd be something interesting to ride. But I think there was someone asking if I have a personal collection of train photos. I think I have screenshots like of an anime when like the train comes on. I'll have like a screenshot of.
Oh, somebody's saying U.S. trains are privatized, so no incentive to improve. That's the exact opposite of the truth. The private lines are the best ones, and the public lines are shit. And the New York City subway is public, and it sucks. But the Japanese lines are privatized, and they're actually good.
Okay, we're going to start getting dumb and political, so...
Trains.
Train roll.
I love my station.
Someone asks, Yuki, are you going to Gukka NYE Mass 2022? Probably not. Sorry, I'm. You're here to. We're here to talk, not with the thread. Indeed.
Let's see. Okay.
No, I'll talk.
Here's a fun one. Do you get to ride a lot of trains in Canada?
When I go into the city, yes, but I don't go into the city very much. But yeah.
What?
Because I don't have a car, so.
What is your favorite train experience?
My favorite train experience. I guess when I was just like in high school, you know, like my friend and I, we would go into the mall, you know, look at like anime stuff. So, but we'd take the train to get there, and it was pretty fun. But not anything really like wacky has happened. But maybe someday.
I'm trying to think, because I've had plenty of absolutely insane.
I remembered.
Sorry. Oh, go.
Okay. So, I went to a hockey game with my mom, and it was an international team, so it was Canada versus Finland, and we lost the hockey game, and it sucked, but we were taking the train home, and we got on the train, and, you know, it was all, like, Canada hockey fans on the train, and then on the train, we were riding, you know, packed full, like Japan level packed full, and we all started singing the O Canada national anthem on the train, and it was really great.
Naruhodo.
Sorry, was that, like, too much information? Too shocking?
No. That shit's fun.
Okay. Nah, it was.
Let's see. What is... I'm trying to think of, like, the worst or craziest experience that I've ever had on the New York City subway. And the... like, the question is, like, how do I fucking narrow it down? Because if you ride the New York City subway for any length of time, you're just gonna see some interesting shit.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
I mean, the saddest but also craziest shit is usually with homeless people.
Yeah.
A lot of times they will, like... Okay, so when the train rolls into the station and there is a suspiciously empty car, do not board that car, because that car is empty for a reason. Usually what's happening there is a homeless person asleep in the corner who has... BO powerful enough to, like, smoke out the whole train. I have made that mistake before. Oh! Okay. So here is my craziest New York City train experience. So one time in college, I was riding the train with two friends, and I was just minding my own fucking business. And all of a sudden, this dude just comes up to me and is, like just talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And he's like, oh man, like, you do cocaine? And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you want cocaine? And he just spends the next, like, 10 minutes, like, aggressively selling me cocaine. He's like, yeah, man, come on, you want coke? I got the best fucking coke in town.
He's got the wrong guy. You should refer him to Chrono.
That's true. Maybe it was him. And in the end, I lied, and I was like, oh no, man, like, I'm actually from Pennsylvania. I'm just visiting. And he was like, oh, no problem, man. I mail it. Give me your fucking mailbox, and I'll mail it to you. And I was like, no, bro, I'm okay. And I literally just, like, pieced out of the train at the next fucking station and just, like, bailed hard. And meanwhile, like, my friends did absolutely nothing. Like, they did not help me in any way. They turned around and just missed me, like they didn't fucking know me. And I'm sitting here, like, trying to navigate my way out of a cocaine deal. And I'm like, no, come on, guys. But it was wild. Luckily, I got away with it, but...
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So, sorry, someone asked, favorite food? Hamburger. Hamburger is my favorite food. Favorite tag? Don't use those. Just catching up on some questions.
Oh, somebody says, which seat is the best? You tell me, which of these seats is the okay. best?
Probably one, because I'd imagine beside that metal bar is the door. But, like, even all these seats are actually pretty bad, because, you know, the problem with four is, like, you're tucked in really close. I'm like, trying to be considerate, so I usually just stand up. Probably one of these side ones, like, probably two or one. Maybe two, because you don't want to be, like, right beside the door. But then you're in between two people. This is a bad seating configuration. That's what it is. They should rip out these seats and change them.
I'm with you there. One is probably my favorite seat. So,
yeah.
To the Guka who said four is the best because it's comfy and you can tuck yourself in, you've never been on the New York subway. You don't want to tuck yourself in because the people you're tucking yourself in by are the least comfy people imaginable. You're either going to get like some fucking riffraff or like a homeless person or a creepy person or whatever. Like, it's not good. Four is the worst seat. Also, there's nothing to see out the window. It's just the darkness. One is the best seat. One is the best seat.
Yeah. That'd be true because that's a subway, but many of the trains where I am are above ground, so you can actually see lots of good sights. So, yeah, I usually stand up, look out the windows. Sometimes if you can be sneaky, standing in the twisting part is nice because people don't really go in there. Yeah, because that would make sense, because if you're in a subway, you can't see anything.
The parts where the NYC subway goes above ground are pretty cool. Like every time you cross into Brooklyn and you get to go over the bridge and you see out the window, that's pretty awesome.
Ah, that'd be really cool. You'd see NYC.
Yep.
Yeah. My mom was supposed to go to NYC, but that got canceled, of course.
It's a really good trip. I recommend it. I mean, I fucking love New York. I really adore that city, despite all of the crazy bullshit that happens there. Like, I would go live in New York if I could afford it, and, like, I really love the city a lot. It's like, the city just has this energy to it that I feed off of. Like, it really does feel like this mysterious place where, getting sleepy, where anything is possible. It has this strange magic to it. Yeah. I love it.
So cool. Someone says, Yuki, can you give us an insight of how you felt going through the IRC interview with Keth? I remember how you went a bit full retard with Twitch, but it was dumb fun. During the interview with Keth, that was, if you look back on the timestamps of, like, when they were posted, there was, like, a 13-minute gap between it. I actually had to go out and help my dad with the fence during that, so that was why I took so long to reply. But yeah, I was really nervous.